As said by McCutcheon, the author of Reading in the Dark, Horror in Children's Literature and Culture, horror has long found a place in children's stories. And early on, this fear served a didactic function, as it was used to encourage childhood mindfulness. Since then, however, the relationship between horror and children's literature has become more complicated. Although I want to discuss the modern differences of the Gothic presence in children's literature, it's first necessary that we look at how the Gothic appeared in its early days. What makes a work Gothic, as identified in the text New Directions in Children's Gothic Debatable Lands, is a combination of at least some of the following elements. A castle, typically ruined and typically haunted, ruined buildings which give off a sinister energy, dungeons, underground passages, crypts, and catacombs, which in modern houses become spooky basements or attics, labyrinths, dark corridors, and winding stairs, shadows, flickering candles, or the only source of light failing like a candle blown out or electric failure. A passion-driven, willful villain, a hero whose true identity is revealed by the end of the novel. And lastly, horrifying events or the threat of such horrifying events happening. The Gothic, especially in its older days, creates feelings of gloom, mystery, and suspense, and tends to the dramatic and the sensational, like incest, diabolism, and nameless terrors. Most of us immediately recognize the Gothic when it appears in those early written stories. To name the most popular and recognized one, Dracula by Bram Stoker.
I am Dracula.
Many Gothic motifs in Bram Stoker's Dracula are significant in developing the storyline and characters. The motifs used most effectively are holy relics, settings of the castle, and vampires. Holy relics, symbolizing the goodness of vampire hunters, also negatively impact the vampires of the story by characterizing them. The setting of the castle is important in characterizing Dracula. Forbidden areas in the castle representing the hidden fact that Dracula is a vampire. The motif of vampires is significant in developing the storyline as these characters are the antagonists. Settings of the castle are important in developing the storyline of Dracula and characterizing Count Dracula himself. When John Harker is orientated in the Count's home, the castle, Dracula advises him to refrain from going inside the locked rooms. These prohibited areas of the castle symbolize the forbidden depths of Dracula's mind and the hidden, unknown detail that Dracula is a supernatural creature. There remains ground to be covered in studying horror recognized as a genre within children's and adolescent fiction, which we'll discuss in the next episode.